unlike any other.
From Daytona to Homestead, the 2008 NASCAR Sprint Cup is only on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Denny Hamlin crosses the line. White flag goes in the air. One more lap around. All he's got to do is keep it out of the fence and not have any mechanical problems. He'll be going to victory lane. Jeff Gordon just not going to have enough time to run him down. They head for three.
Final time down the back straightaway. Home cooking in his home state of Virginia. Looks like it's going to do the trick. Denny Hamlin off turn four for the checkers.
For a while, it looked like it was going to be a day for Hendrick Motorsports. Instead, it's Joe Gibbs Racing and Denny Hamlin bringing it home here at Martinsville Speedway. He wins the Goodies Cool Orange 500.
Welcome back to the final segment of North Sound Racing presented by Action Auto Parts. Again, thanks to Warren at Sam Blasters Incorporated. And also thanks to Alan from ADH Consulting, because within about 2 hours after we're done, you'll be able to hear our show on the Internet.
And Alan would like to also say that there was a little bit of an error and a glitch as far as the listen live on the front page of our site, and he's correcting that. So if you're still listening and want to get on the Internet for our last segment, you just go to the shows column, go down to where you see listen live, and we will get that on our post correctly.
Okay, everyone, deep breaths. We've got three people to get on in 12 minutes, so let's get the
first one
on. Good
thing they're all fast talkers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, everyone does really well at this. Kelly Hale from Evergreen Speedway, you are up, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. The pressure's on, huh?
Yeah.
This is like no deal or no deal. So it's all up to you. We talked about last weekend's. Really, you guys put in a hell of a job trying to get that thing off. But every element that's possible that could fall out of the sky did fall out of the sky to cancel out the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour opener along with the NSRA Sprint Cars. But you guys are firing up rain or shine on Saturday.
Absolutely, we are. Scout night at Evergreen Speedway. We're going to be firing it up for the Demo Derby and Fireworks Show. That's going to be Saturday, of course, April 5th. We're going to have the Beast Jet Car Meltdown.
Those are so cool.
I love those things. It's on the other side of the 3/8, and you sit in the grandstands. You can feel the heat.
Which is good in April.
You want me to tell you what the secret? I learned this a couple years ago. The secret to a good jet car burn down is, Kelly? This will be good for you. This will be good information. You put lawnmower. You take the engine out of the car that's about to be burned, and you put lawnmower decks in them. You know why?
What?
Magnesium.
Ooh.
Flame and magnesium create sparks, my friend.
Yeah. Right, well, I'll suggest it, and I'll give you all the credit.
Oh, no, don't. By all means, man, take it all yourself. but we're going to teach you how to operate in this announcing business, I'll tell you.
We've also got boat races. We're going to do the Evergreen famous rollover contest as well. We're going to race some Hornets.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's favorite, the school bus figure eight.
Oh, yeah, very cool. Quickly, give
gates
us.
Are gonna open.
There you go. Go ahead.
Gates are going to open at 3:30 p.m., and we will begin wrecking stuff at 7.
Nice.
Cool.
Very cool. Thank you very much, Kelly.
Rain or shine.
You're welcome, guys. Rain or shine. You better believe it. Rain or shine.
All right. Very cool. Thanks, buddy.
All right, have a good night.
All right,
bye,
you
Kelly.
Too. Kelly Hale there.
Okay.
Steve Beitler here.
This
how you doing, buddy?
Exciting.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good. How are you? You've got about 2.5 minutes, so whatever you got to say. Steve Beitler from Skagit Speedway, the floor is yours.
Well, I'm just glad to be back on the radio with you
good
guys.
Good to have
you
with
great
us.
Great show.
Thank you.
What do you want to talk about? Anything important?
Hey, you had 4 inches of snow last weekend on the track?
I had 4 inches of snow on the track last weekend, and I've been on the track the last 2 days working it feverishly, getting it into shape for play day next weekend on the 12th.
Uh-huh.
And, we're getting ready for the opener on the 19th, and let me see, lots of good things have been happening lately.
All right.
Something really big and
exciting.
Yeah,
we hear you're having trouble getting on your Internet, so go ahead and spill it out, pal.
Actually, I'm just actually putting it on the Internet now. I'll probably have it on the website here in about 5 minutes. But I'm pleased to announce that Skagit Speedway has signed a major contract with Toyota Motor Corporation, and Toyota is going to come on board with Skagit Speedway and be the official series sponsor.
Oh,
wow.
Congratulations, Steve.
It's being done through a local dealer, Foothills Toyota, up here in Burlington, but it's going to be called the 2008 Foothills Toyota Tundra Racing Series. It's something we've been working on for quite a while now, and Toyota's really got behind this. They've sent out regional people, and they had a national guy out here about 2 weeks ago, finalized everything with us, and they're pretty excited. They really want to promote their new Toyota Tundra truck and the grassroots level of fan base, and they've looked around a lot. They looked at Skagit Speedway and liked what we had to offer, and they think this is where their future is at this level of racing. So,
hey, you know, I just had a thought. I know a racing show host that might be in need of a pickup.
Well, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that's going to be wanting that. I'm sure my crew, when they finally find out what's going on, because I've held this back from everybody just because it's, you know, these deals, you think you got it, you think you got it, until the contracts are done, you don't got it. And the big corporate people, they can change their mind overnight and not bat an eye at it.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Steve. That's awesome news.
Very
cool.
We're
real
pleased. And this is just the start of many bigger things to come. They're really interested in getting deeper involved in what they are now. But I'm really excited just the level they're at now. It's going to be great for the fans and the racers. And, you know, they're going to bring their big NASCAR simulator up here for Dirt Cup and let people get in and race around in that. And
that thing's awesome.
It's a pretty cool deal. So I'm really excited to have the Toyota Tundra trucks and Foothills Toyota involved with Skagit Speedway.
That's a
new pace truck then?
No, actually, this deal just got put together within the last 3 or 4 days. We finalized it, and I already had a contract in place with Blade Chevrolet. So Toyota's cool with that. They understand loyalty's loyalty, and you know, they're not in here to cut anybody's throat. They just want to get involved at this level. And so we'll still have the Blade Chevrolet Pace truck this year, and we'll have the Toyota trucks out in the display area.
Right. Excellent. Way to go, Steve. We got to do one more thing before we start the Canucks game. So thanks a lot, man. Nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate
it. Talk later.
All right, buddy. Bye. Steve Beitler, we got to wrap up with Doug Rice and Vancouver Canucks right on after that. So thanks for hanging out with us. Yeah. Thanks to Scott Whitmore for being with us. Thank you, Carla.
Thank you,
everybody that was on. And we will see you next Thursday at 8 o'clock. Here is Doug Rice from the Performance Racing Network. Coming up this weekend, it's always cool to have Performance Racing Network on the airwaves here at North Sound 1380 Saturday morning, 10:30, live from the Texas Motor Speedway, the O'Reilly 300, and then coming up on Sunday morning, same time, 10 o'clock, live from Texas as well, the Samsung 500. One of the voices you'll hear both days is one of the really neat guys in this business. Doug Rice from the Performance Racing Network joins us. How are you, Doug?
Dave, thanks so much for having me on. I'm doing great.
Good, good. Hey, before we get into talking about what's coming up at Texas Motor Speedway, I jotted down some notes. And as I jotted down my notes, I thought, wow, this so far has just been an incredibly wacky NASCAR season. We've had industrial espionage with sway bar issues, tire issues, and we've got teams or sponsors going to different teams. Here's Hendrick with no wins, Toyota with two, Robbie Gordon being sued by sponsors. Have you seen anything like this in your career this year so far?
You know, but I like news, and
I like the buzz
being around the sport. It's better than nobody talking.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, normally you don't have sponsors telling drivers that they can't wear their logo anymore. It's usually the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
This whole sway bar thing, probably blown out of proportion, but it's just another thing that Michael Waltrip Racing has to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like they're probably going to lose UPS as a sponsor, tie that on top of the scandal from last year, and they got big problems. They really do.
What do you think about the comment earlier about Hendrick Motorsports and their lack of victories? I mean, they've been running up front virtually every race all season long, but can't pull the trigger.
Jimmy Johnson could have won California. He could have easily have won Martinsville if he doesn't get in that spin. He's got a great car. He led a ton of laps. Let's don't throw dirt on him just yet.
Oh, no.
I think they're going to be fine. They're going to come up and win some races. Joe Gibbs right now is building very, very, very fast race cars. They're just fast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be hard to beat. That's just, you know, right now they've got the fastest cars. Richard Childress Racing has rediscovered some magic this year. Kevin Harvick running toward the front. Jeff Burton's won a race. He's the points leader. The other teams decided to come out and build better race cars and take on Hendrick, and I think that's good for everybody.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely made for some interesting competition so far this year. Toyota with their two wins. Like you said, it ties back to not only Joe Gibbs building fast race cars, but really having some great drivers behind the wheels in those cars.
Yeah, Tony Stewart, Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, that's three pretty good wheel guys.
Yeah, Yeah. We've got coming up, as I mentioned, Texas Motor Speedway, which is on my list of tracks to go to. And one thing that I think really makes Texas Motor Speedway, and I would really love to get your opinion on this guy, is Eddie Gossage. I think that guy just does things with that racetrack. I remember on Speed, I believe it was last year, and they had their 7 day show or whatever it was, and they spent 7 days with Eddie Gossage as they were getting ready. And that guy is just a dynamo. Man, he's impressive.
Well, I've known Eddie for probably 20 years. It was, before he was so prominent, mm-hmm. when he became the PR director here. And I actually knew him before that when he was the PR guy for Miller.
Mm-hmm.
He's a smart guy. He's an innovator. He's always thinking about how can I generate some publicity? How can I get in the news? Yesterday, Texas Motor Speedway sent out a press release saying that they were going to erect a dome over the speedway. And it was going to cost $900 million, and it was really cleverly done, and it was an April Fool's thing. But you know what? It got him on the map.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he gets it. Eddie is a promoter and really understands what the media wants, and he also understands how to get it to them.
Right. And another thing is that, pardon the expression, but he knows how to put butts in the seats, too.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that's a big part of being a general manager at one of these racetracks.
Yeah, that's what keeps you...
Smart guy, and a good guy, and a friend of the network.
Yeah, he's a very impressive guy. We've got 46 cars preparing to qualify for the Sprint Cup race with Martin Truex, who set the pole on November of 07. What's your gut feeling coming into this weekend at Texas?
I mean, the Gibbs cars are going to be fast, and they're going to run up front a lot again. Roush cars usually do well there.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Edwards, Greg Biffle, Kenseth, those guys are going to be running toward the front.
Yeah.
They just seem to race well there, so I expect the same.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, Hendrick will show up.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna get theirs, and you know Junior's gonna get one here before too long. I mean he's had five top 10 finishes out of the first six races. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that might be one of the more impressive statistics of the season so far.
Yeah,
I think.
I mean, Kyle Petty was on our Fast Talk show the other night. And he goes, "That's the number you look at." He said he's camped out. He's running up front. He'll get his wins. He said, "But look at all of these top 10s, and most of those top 10s are actually top 5s."
Yeah, that's also we're going to have the Nationwide, the O'Reilly 300 race coming up at 10:30 on Saturday morning, again from the Texas Motor Speedway. What are you looking for in that race?
It'll be another, mini cup show.
Yeah.
You know, one of the guys that races in cup, a Jeff Burton or Kevin Harvick or Tony Stewart like that, or Kyle Busch will win it.
Yeah.
They're usually entertaining races, so that's okay.
Yeah, they are. And that track is lightning fast. And, boy, like we talked about earlier, they always put on a show down there.
But
so
it's real racy now.
Oh, yeah.
To just run around, single file.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys did an awesome job at Bristol, by the way.
Thank you. We had a good time.
Was that as much fun to watch as it was to call?
It's always fun to do that race. It's fun. You know, it's just a good job. And all the people that do it are technical people, our producers, everybody. We just have a good time with it and try to transmit that over the airways.
Yeah, well, it certainly shows. I got a lot of yard work done. I had my portable radio on, my headphones on, doing yard work the whole time, and it was just what a great way to pass it on. Well, Doug, as always, thank you so much for your time. I know you're a busy, busy man. You've got to make your way to Texas, which is not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing. Love Fort Worth, love the whole area, so it'll be fun. And, thanks so much for your support, Steve. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you are more than welcome, my friend. I look forward to talking to you again.
All righty.
All right.